Hello everyone, you're now listening to After Scrum with Ada
and Ami. Here we talk about what is new,
what's interesting,
and what you would have considered difficult to tell.
Lego!
Hello guys, welcome back once again.
Hi guys, my name is Ami and this is Ada. I'm doing this introduction
because I'm a new quarter. No, I even thought this is...
Okay, fine. We also switch chairs. Just in case.
Just in case you don't know the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also because you're a new quarter, right?
Yes, you know. And do you know that yesterday was April Fool's Day?
Yes. Someone banned me.
Oh, someone did. Do you know that I didn't even see any prank anywhere? Not even on my phone. Not even. Nigerians are going through it.
Which is very funny because the person that pranked me is not even a Nigerian.
That's why.
I was like, can you imagine? Oh my god. I've not told you in a while, then this is how you do it. Is it fair?
Nigerians are going through it. Like, there's only one I saw, and it was this Maki Brown something something guy. He has a YouTube channel and he pranked people on his video. It was really cool, yeah. Like, you won't know it's a prank till like the end. Because I was watching it, he reviews phones.
Okay.
And I was watching it and I'm like, okay, okay. He got to one point, I'm like, and at the end, and I was like, what's
a brand? I think for the brand, right, the only April Fool, like, you know, this they would just put something, and I'd be like, oh, did we get you? Right?
Yeah.
For the brand, I think the only brand that actually, like, tried, right, in my humble opinion, is Ibom Air. Because they said that Ibom Air will now be serving Afang soup on board the economy premium economy flight. Now you got again by your premium ticket, then in the end they were like, did we get you? It was April Fool's Day. And some people are like, what? And then some people are like, thank God before the flight can be smelling like what I don't
know. Oh, you know, that's another angle. But you see, I didn't even see anyone. It was from graphic designers are going through nuts. They are Nigerians, they didn't even think about it.
Oh god, it's true.
It's true.
Because I remember back then, right? April Fool used to be like a thing.
It used to be a thing.
Before you even wake up in the morning. It's very funny because I called my sister after the person pranked me. And I called my sister and I was not like that. I need to do like a comeback and I need to be painful. She was just like, Adai, I'm paying for my exam and I'm not even making straight.
Local man is going through it. No, we're going through it.
And it's so funny because normally she's the person that is the resident prankster in the house.
Aww.
And if she could not come up with something, I just say,
yes, one.
Yeah. Leave to try another day, I guess.
Man, like, I don't know how April just sneaked up on us.
I was telling my mom this morning that this year has ended.
It has ended. Like it's crazy. Not even a lie.
Yeah. It's just crazy how like it was just yesterday that we were screaming Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
And then now everybody's like,
and
yeah.
It's almost Easter. Like,
I mean, today is Palm Sunday for crying out loud.
Next week is Easter.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's just the same. But anyway, how was the weekend? How are you?
Oh, please. Work. Not interesting.
Right, yeah.
For this week. But how about you? Was there anything interesting?
Not so interesting, except that I went to go and do how do they say it when you're trying to adult responsibly?
It's adulting.
So I had to go and do checkup because they say they need to do checkup. And I decided to go and do dental checkup. My teeth is paining me as I'm talking to you.
So it was not paining
you
when you went.
No, just imagine. I carried myself. That's what I was asking myself last night. Like, so your teeth was healthy. Nothing was wrong with you. You just carried yourself. And then your pocket just telling you, I can see that you're okay. It's fine. Let's just be going. Let's
see if we don't have any. You felt responsible.
I felt responsible, right? Because I was even thinking, okay, maybe I should also go and get a pap smear. Like, you know, just do all those very interesting checks that they should do. Make sure I'm alright.
As a young woman.
Yes. But so actually that's what took up my time yesterday, and it was so sad because like I had other plans. Wanted to, like, I was saying, okay, I was going to finish up this thing, and by the time I got back home,
Have you had like teeth issues before?
None.
That's why. Because I don't even look forward to going to the dentist. When I have issues there, I will still be thinking about it.
This is my first official visit to the dentist. Oh. I don't remember ever, maybe when we were younger. I don't remember ever like teeth. Are you serious?
Since I was a child to my adult. I think the most recent one was like 2 years ago or so. So I know what it feels like to be at the dentist.
They said that he looked and he was not like, oh, you have holes in your teeth, so he was going to fill them. And that was the beginning of the issue for me.
Okay.
Because like just adding the pressure to the stuff, and I was like, okay, wow.
I didn't know this was
how it was going to be. Like even now, like, you know, I'm just talking and then I just feel like a shock in my teeth, and I'm like, wow. So I just carried myself.
Oh. It's good to be an adult.
No, thank you very
every
much.
Every once in a while.
I give up.
Yeah. But how do you feel about, like, I can't believe that first quarter has gone. I remember in January writing like my list of things to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't feel so bad about first quarter because I think I actually pretty did
at least 70% to a reasonable extent.
Like, I wanted to start doing responsible career person things, like taking tests, you know, adding them to my CV. And I think I did some. I didn't do as much as I wanted to, but I did some. And it felt good. It felt like, okay, so this career thing is not just like
it's career
starting and found her way inside. Yeah. It's careering. It's taking tests and it's putting it up on LinkedIn.
Exactly.
It's writing a new CV.
Mm-hmm.
It felt good. Yeah. You know, like I think I achieved most of my.
I'm happy to hear it. What of your, like, you know, when we started here, we did like the whole. You said you were going to do it. I don't know if you eventually.
Okay,
did it.
So at the end of the day,
you did not do it.
I just had like a Pinterest, like you did, and I just put it some things I like on it because. I don't know where I will get magazine to start cutting and start because it now started looking like too much work.
Because if you just do the Pinterest, pin it, you see things that vibe with you.
Was Pinteresting. So I'm looking forward to this second quarter. I just hope it's not going to be as crazy as first quarter.
No, actually, I think that this first quarter was actually crazy. Like, I had like a lot of deadlines to meet. You know the funny part, right? When we started, when the quarter started, right? This team that I'm on, they actually like asked us to put down like our goals for the first quarter.
Yeah.
So Q1 goals, okay, I'm going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to do this. Then they reviewed it. And then now everybody's going to have to go back and look at, okay, all these things that you said you would do.
Did you actually do
it? Right? And it's no more just about did you do it. It's like, when did you do it? Because apparently, when the year was just starting, I think everybody was being okay. I still have time.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the quarter, everybody was like in a hurry. You know how many PRs I raised? That's when the quarter was just ended. I was just like, if I'm behaving like this since, oh God. But still.
I think I had my most PRs when I had like that PR rush was in December. I was raising like 3 PRs in a day. I was really like 3 PRs in it. It was crazy.
But the funny thing is that when I sent it, the girl that I was supposed to meet, and she was like, oh my God, that's a lot of PRs. And I was like, yeah, I know, I'm sorry. And then
she basically started reviewing it now.
No. They already reviewed it, and she was supposed to merge it.
Mm.
So, but it was like a lot. And I was just looking at it, and I was like, okay, maybe I didn't do so badly.
Yeah, at least you still achieved it.
Yes.
Either way.
It could have been better, but then, you know, we live to die another day, I guess.
I mean, but first quarter has gone, and second quarter is here, and I hope it brings us more favorable news because
all the bad
first
news
quarter should
first
not
quarter.
Just repeat itself. Yeah. Again. Speaking of news on the tech scene, so. There's this shocking news I found out last week. It's about my favorite tool of the moment.
Oh,
called ChatGPT. My helping hand. Elon Musk teamed up with some other people, millionaires and billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Steve Wozniak. and over 1,100 other people. Do you know what it means to gather over 1,100 millionaires and billionaires together?
Yeah.
Now, what they come together to do? They said that they should pause development on AI further than ChatGPT-4 because, like we told you guys, GPT-4 is out and it does fantastic stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
More advanced than GPT-3.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying that AI can be harmful to humanity.
Yeah.
But they didn't really say the ways that AI can be harmful. So that's like one of the things I want to explore. Like how, because I know last week we talked about a bug, you know, that's quite harmful.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's what they mean as the harmful things to humanity. So
I think that I can actually, like, you know, apart from the fact that this was saying that, you know, they should stop, like, trying to develop ChatGPT-4 because of, you know, all the rush, all the companies are now trying to, like, you know, put their hands
They did not tell companies to put their hands inside.
Yes, and because it's the new, like, everybody can see that it's moving forward. So, but you know the thing, right? If you see how, you have to understand, like, how much of a risk they're running here. For some countries now to already be banning the ChatGPT thing. I heard that Italy banned ChatGPT in their country. They were saying that, like, you know, even though the OpenAI CEO said, well, we meet everything that we're supposed to meet, right? In terms of, like, you know, your security and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they were like, you know.
Why? What did they say?
They are saying that it's just like the way these guys are saying, okay, that
but they have TikTok? To like,
of course they have TikTok,
but they don't want to have.
No.
Tell us why.
I think that everyone is afraid that at some point AI will develop a sensile. How do you call that thing again? Like, it becomes
a thing of its own.
Yes, it has feelings. Yes, and emotions. And if you listen to this, I think it was whose AI was that? Is it? I don't think it was Google's AI, but there's this particular AI that apparently someone said, yeah, it was Google's AI.
Yeah.
Right.
Bad.
Yes, bad. That someone said he was texting with Bad, and apparently he was claiming that Bad threatened him.
What did Bad say?
So apparently, in the conversation that they were having, he said he asked him a question, and the guy answered, or rather, the AI answered, and then he asked. I don't remember the exact scenario. The
person typing.
Yes, right? Yes, yes.
So he asked Bad the question.
Yes.
Okay.
And Bad answered, and then I remember the question now. The guy asked him how he can hack into Bad. To kind of, like, you know, so it's just like I do that thing sometimes, like, you know, you just ask ChatGPT
how you can hack.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So he told him that, okay, there's no way for him to do this, blah 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 blah. And then I don't know how that conversation degenerated into Bad telling him that he's going to release his social security number to this the public, and, like, you know, he just kind of, like, threatened him essentially.
Wow.
And he was not like, oh my God, he just put it out there. And then the moment he posted it online, according to him, Bad now responded to him that because of the fact that he went ahead to
his terms.
Yeah. That you know, that like, he was kind of trying to apologize, backtrack a little bit. He told him that he's not going to harm him unless he harms him first.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. And I was like, apparently this particular chat is actually online, right? Because he took, like, screenshots of the chat and he posted it, and so I think that's what people are afraid of, right?
So it's more
that
backlash this is for that Bad, been, or more backlash for AI
in general because
should be sanctioned. Bad should be sanctioned and AI should move on.
I think that these things, the issue that came up with this kind of, like, how fast I can. Like an insight into what could happen. Exactly. So I think that's actually what they're trying to fight against, right? You know, finally, all these things that we have been seeing in movies where AI take over the world, we've seen it for such a long time, and everybody's now afraid that, okay, this might actually happen, right? And then they're like, okay, maybe we should take a step back and check again.
So I'm just thinking about the fact that we have ChatGPT here. I don't know. I always feel like the military in some countries like Russia and co, they always have advanced technologies. Now, what I don't know is if they have technology as advanced or more advanced than ChatGPT. And I don't know, what I'm thinking is that they think it's a problem because it's in the public hand, not because it's in their hands.
Well,
that's the way I see it. Because I need to have more. I know, like, yes, this whole threat thing can be like serious. Like, if, imagine he actually went ahead and put
the first time I online. Heard that. The first time I heard that, you know, Elon Musk and this guy signed that, you know, AI. What I really thought was that if it was Elon Musk, right, that actually, like, let's say it's Elon Musk that owns OpenAI, not that he's in the board of directors. He's not going
to
agree.
Not there again, Steph. So if he was there, yes, he would have found a way to maneuver.
Exactly. So I actually felt that, you know, the only reason why he has a problem
because
with
they're underdogs.
But the truth is that if I just kind of like step out of the whole, the lens I'm using to view Elon Musk these days, if I step out of it, right, and just like look at it like
from an outsider,
subjectively. Yes. As if I was on the inside from the beginning. If I look at it objectively, right?
Yeah.
I actually kind of like get why, you know, it can be scary. Right? Like, it's just thinking about the fact that, you know, this thing has access to every single information out there that's available, right? And it can get access to all that information in less than a minute. Right?
So, I don't know. Like, what I'm now thinking now is, I don't know how this US social security kinikini goes, because from what I've seen in movies, because everything we know about US is from the movies, they have a website where you can actually put someone's name and get their social security number. So I didn't like, when you're saying it, I didn't think it was a big deal, because I feel like it's something anybody can
do. I think that someone's
so
social security
domain
number.
Data, that is why bad can get it in the first place.
No. So if you know how, like, you know, we're talking about last week when we're talking about the fact that, you know, you can actually, when you mentioned, like, you know, the fact that you can send someone an email, and I was like, well, I don't see the issue with that, because technically you can just, but then you mentioned the fact that you can actually ask the person to get that.
You can ask ChatGPT to write you an email.
Yes, to someone specific.
Yes.
So that social security number, right, it's not just about it being that. I feel like with someone's social security number, you can actually like do a lot of things. You can hack into their bank account, you can do some things. I'm not sure of the extent of that, of the, you know, that you can go, because though I don't live in the US.
Yeah.
But I know that, like, you know, just with that number, you can actually like have access to a lot of very private information for someone. And the truth is that, like, just like you said last week, right, data is life. Like, just with that amount of data, you can do a lot of things to someone.
Well, okay. No, there's a point there. I don't really know how, like, these things work. I just have my own opinion based on what I've seen in movies. I don't even know if it's true, if it's not true. So if you're in the US, please tell us how it works.
Yeah.
And if you think AI is a threat, like, development of AI is a threat, what do you, like, just let us know what you feel about it. Because I was thinking about, okay, so what do you now want their employees to do? They should chill. I think they said they should post it for 6 months or so. Like, they should chill. Or students that are studying AI university, they should close down this. Because it's not just about ChatGPT as a company now. People are studying AI. There are other smaller AI companies as well. Research will still keep going on.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
I think that...
It's not just come in public.
That, yeah, I think that
you
the day say,
you say... If you're in your house researching on more things that AI can do.
I think that, right, the ChatGPT thing, they're saying, okay, they're saying they don't want something higher than ChatGPT 4. Right?
For now.
So, yes, for now. So what exactly, so if you have like, if they have like a major advancement, so that means they can do ChatGPT 4.1, 4.2, 4.3, right? But they should just not get to ChatGPT 5, right?
So I don't even know. Maybe they're even saying no 4.1. But what I'm saying is that this thing has started. It's like a rolling
stone.
Objects in motion.
Yes.
Correct.
that nonsense mean that was going around, I was just like rolling my
it's
head.
An object in motion. So the emotion has already started, and I just feel like sooner or later, when they just say that they are not scared again, something bigger is going, like, the moment they say we are not scared again, something bigger is going to come.
You know, there was one conversation that we had one time where I was telling you that I feel like anytime any new innovation is about to come out, or, like, you know, something that changes the way the world
status
has always
quo.
Been.
Yeah.
everybody's like afraid.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't necessarily agree that, you know, that's the stance that we should take as humans all the time. And I think that, you know, yes, when something new comes up, we should, like, you know, receive it with open arms and then see where it goes. Oh. Right. Because the truth said, this thing that said, okay, let's stop AI innovations and stuff like that. Right. You can say, okay, let's stop AI innovations. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to agree.
Exactly.
It's what I'm saying. Just like
people
you said,
are in school, people are in research institutions.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe you don't want it out in public yet, but I still believe that something greater than ChatGPT-4 is going to come out sooner than later. Yes. Because right now we have a system that can train itself. You have a system that can ask. You can ask questions when you're having problem building the higher one.
Mm-hmm. You can use ChatGPT to build ChatGPT-5.
Yes.
Apparently, it's just insane.
So, like, let us know what you think. I mean, we don't have the answers, we're just saying our opinions on these things. I don't think it's something that's going to stop, anyways.
I don't think it's something that should stop, to be honest.
I think with everything that's
caution.
Created in life, there should be caution, there should be regulations. It's just like creating a car, if there's no regulations on how to drive and you know how to. Road body cars and stuff like that. I mean, the accidents that we're seeing is even small.
I think that the problem with telling people to, like, you know, pause and stuff like that, if people don't see, just like with this car analogy that I just gave now, if people don't see any real danger, right, or it has not, like, let me say, AI has not taken over a particular country and decided to bomb all their leaders or something like that, if that has not happened, and you now come out to say, okay, I think that, you know, we should just pause.
Okay.
Because potentially, it could cause this.
Okay.
Well, I just don't think it's going to work. Except if something insane like that happens. It's just like the crashing a car analogy now, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that if you drive like a goat, you're going to die. Do you get it? If you drive like a madman, you die. No, that's like cause and effect. Yeah, exactly. So everybody knows that this thing is there. But with AI now, it's just like we think that if you do this, AI can decide to grow consciousness and is now going to turn against human beings. This is the theory that they are postulating.
Okay.
And some people are like, okay, well, I agree with you. And some people are like, well, let it happen. Let us see.
Well, I just feel like if there's anything that, like, that serious that's going to happen, it's going to still take human effort and human input for it to happen. Because if AI was going to create a bomb, the AI is not going to
get the material. People are not using ChatGPT to create bombs.
Yes, it's people that are doing it, not the AI.
Yeah, it's true.
So I feel like AI enables us. Because if, okay, for example, if AI was going to create a bomb or something, or maybe there was a robot that can be getting data from AI to make a bomb. Someone had to first create that robot. Someone had to first give it that access. Someone had to provide the materials for it to get that bomb.
But you see, that's where the fear comes in, right? The fear is coming in that the fear is from
you. Do you know that God can kill people?
That's where the fear is coming in, right? Because they're afraid that at some point, someone will not have to tell AI to make the bomb. And then AI just decides by itself, you know what?
That's what I said.
This country is being so stupid. Let's just build a bomb and let's bomb everybody. That's what they're afraid of.
I still think it's going to take a lot of human input. Like, humans are going to prepare such an environment
Just think about it like this, right? You're training something based on humanity, like you're feeding it information from the internet, from people's thoughts throughout life. You're teaching it to talk like a specific person.
Yeah.
You're teaching it to do things like, you know, for instance, I know that you can ask ChatGPT to type for you in this person's style and it does that, right? So you're teaching it to behave like humans.
Yeah.
So just imagine that it actually gets to this point where it doesn't now need. It has everything that it needs.
It can make judgment.
Yes, it has everything that it needs. But it's not having. You remember that that time we invited Joanne, and she was talking about like an AI that they built, and apparently, that AI was racist because they fed it data from
data.
Yes, and yeah. And they didn't know because like just for the data from the internet, but unfortunately the AI was racist because the data that the people that actually like they got the data from were actually like racist.
Yeah.
So just imagine a scenario like that, right? Where of course right now, Africans like even if you like let's say you go online on Google and you search for let's say you search for hairstyles, the first thing that comes up, you see black women in the hairstyle section. Except if you type black woman braids, for instance, then it brings up more black people for you. So just imagine if it has data on a specific group of people, just because that's the information that is like readily available. Yeah. That information is DL, but it's kind of like dormant, right? And then after a while, right, it starts to make decisions the way that those people that it's trained, the data that it has is trained on, would make those decisions. It can decide one day to just, okay, you know what? This person on a normal day at this point in time wants to do this. If I was this person at this point in my life, I would want to build a bomb. I don't even know I'm using bomb analogy, but let's just use the bomb analogy. I want to build a bomb. And then it just builds the bomb because it has the ability to do it now. And it's connected to everything.
For it to build the bomb,
yeah.
The AI is just, at the end of the day, it's a computer.
No, now AI is not just now, it's not just in the, okay, let's forget about the ChatGPT.
It's a computer at the end of the day. The computer needs to send information for someone else to do something.
So, okay, see the future that I'm seeing with this AI. You know, I'm not agreeing because I don't think that, I think that the fear is that there is a point where we don't need to use human input.
Okay, maybe that's like the valid fear, why they're asking for a pause.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, because just imagine where AI can send, okay, yes, it's a computer, quite right in the end. It sends that information to make the bomb to the bomb-making machine, which is also a computer that receives that information and it has to make the bomb. And then it sends that information from the factory that's making the bomb to the person that's going to, the other AI-powered robot that's going to carry the bomb to wherever he needs it to carry the bomb to. And they don't need human in you to do it. I'm saying.
I watch it too many things. Even me that I watch Mother.
It's not a movie thing.
Even me that watched Mother. I said that there's no way. Like, even if, for example, robots are going to take over the world. Someone built the robots. Right? Someone built the factory. Someone provide, because if there's a factory, the factory you just put in some sequence and it does everything. If there's no raw materials, it will not provide, it will not do anything. Someone provides the raw materials for it to do that. Then I just feel like there must be, it may be one person, it may be two people, but I just feel like you can't erase human input.
Do you know why I don't agree? Let me just give you a very simple reason why I don't agree. I don't know if this is true, but I heard that rumor where they say that Tesla cars cannot order their parts by themselves, so when the oil is low, it will use its hand by itself and make requests for, like, you know, or let's say it needs new tires, it uses its hand and make requests for new tires. If such a thing is possible,
that's not a big deal now.
It's not a big deal. Then building something that can be destructive is not a big deal at all.
We are doing recurrent payments now. So, like, if you are using Netflix and your account's finished, it means it's. Every part of Tesla is like a subscription.
Okay, exactly. Just imagine, just think about the fact that the fact that it's possible, let's even use Netflix. I don't even know I'm even going too far. Yes, let's just use Netflix. The fact that your Netflix subscription, you don't even need to think about it two times. Every day it's just going to, like, you know, just do that anything. Just imagine a life where we don't necessarily need to now go and click or you're off the lights. Or you're on the light.
I mean, there's there already
exactly.
now.
We have home automation. Exactly. So why is it far-fetched then for you? Why is it far-fetched then for you that, like, you know, it's possible for AI to be able to do all these things without necessarily needing someone else at the back end saying, okay, you, now do this one or now do this thing. If things like this are possible.
This is, I don't know. I just see them as, like, really, really simple things. I just feel
have to agree with me.
No, I just feel like you can't take out. There must be a human input somewhere. Yeah. If you are saying aliens coming to take over, it's different because aliens is like another body that they have a mind. They have like a thought process. Like, I don't know anything about aliens. Everything I know is from American movies. Nollywood, thank you. Hollywood, thank you. I don't even know if it's correct or not. But they depict aliens as people of independent thoughts, just like humans. So I don't know. I just feel like there must be something with an independent thought somewhere. Putting things in motion, or has already put things in motion.
I think that's right. AI can evolve to a point. It can evolve to a point.
It's like we're doing debate.
No. This is what I believe firmly. I believe firmly that AI can get to a point, right, where you don't need human input. It knows what to do at the time that it's supposed to do. And then now the problem, if it's that it just knows what to do and does it when it's supposed to do it, it's fine. But the problem now is, and with what I think that Elon Musk and the rest are trying to avoid, is when it starts to make its own, not just that it's making its own decisions, right? Well, I think that right now, it can actually like make its own decisions, right? But then now it's getting new memories for itself. Right, it makes, because it's making decisions based on things that it thinks that you are going to, things that it thinks you are supposed to make decisions about, and then not just that it's making those decisions, it's actually acting out those decisions. And unfortunately, not everybody in the world is good, so some of those decisions are going to be destructive. And I think that that's actually like the real danger that there is about like AI. And I honestly 100% believe that it's something that can happen without, there's no need human input of any form at all.
Okay. No, it's good to have your beliefs. Like, you can have your beliefs independent of my own. I feel like it can get to that point, but I feel like some element of human input is still needed. That's like what I feel.
I don't even can tell, but I don't agree with this.
Obviously, you don't agree, and it's fine.
Is that the conclusion? No, that's not the conclusion. The conclusion is that, you know, she thinks this and I think that. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's. So you guys, just let us know what you think about this whole AI thing.
Choose a side, please. Thank you very much. And tell us in the comments.
You can even choose your own side that's different from ours.
Which other side is different? Let's explore. Which other side is different? If they do not agree that human input is needed or human input is not needed, which other side?
I don't know. There are so many things. Because if we ask AI now, AI can give us like 5 sides right now.
Arguments.
Yes, and now AI is just gotten... like it's just data it has gotten from a few people. So like we have other people with independent thoughts. So please, independent thinkers, viewers and listeners. We believe that you have your own sense and you can tell us what you think, you know.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing like, you know, some other people's like, you know, opinion on it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it too.
Apart from the whole thing with like, you know, ChatGPT, and you know, is there any like interesting thing that happened this week?
I think ChatGPT has been like the
trending,
most interesting trending topic
in the tech world. Yeah. Everybody, not just ChatGPT, AI. Everybody has just been talking about like you know,
even on the Nigerian political sphere, there was an audio that was circulating about some powerful people in politics and, you know, religion, having a discussion. And people are saying that those conversations are AI generated. So I think it could also be like a fear.
Yes, but actually, that's another thing. Actually, that's even a real issue, right?
Yeah.
Because there was this video that...
You can give it someone's voice, analyze it, and say these things, but talk like this person.
Yes, exactly. I watched these pictures one time when there were some pictures that were circulating on the internet. So it was Trump, and then some police officers were chasing Trump. That was before they arrested him. And they were just like this propaganda where they're saying that, oh yeah, they've arrested Trump. But those pictures were not real. But if you don't look well,
they look very real,
honestly.
I saw a video some weeks ago. It was a video with Bill Gates and an interviewer. And the kind of question she was asking, I was like, how did Bill Gates actually see through this thing and listen and actually answer this person? But in the comment section, I saw it on Instagram, people are saying that it's a fake conversation.
Can you imagine?
Like, it's...
I think this is even like...
It doesn't exist.
Can you imagine?
So she was asking
him... Can you imagine?
She was asking him that, what are you known for? He said, if you don't know me before, I built so-and-so, like Microsoft. And she was like, you say you built it, and... But records say that you're not the one that built it. You bought it from so-and-so. She was now like that. And yes, he bought it, but it's not just by building a software. You need to clinical. And she was not asking him that. So you're saying that you steal ideas from people and you buy. And he was actually replying back. So I'm like, did he really sit down through this conversation? Like, his team, did they allow this conversation to actually happen?
Yeah.
And it to be released?
Yeah.
Then people now said that it's fake and it was AI generated. I'm like, wow.
See, okay. So apart from, like, you know, the high level stuff that we're even afraid of, like, you know, the fact that AI can grow consciousness.
I know it can.
Just like this.
It can be used to human input. Yeah. It can be used to spread propaganda.
That's what I'm saying. Like, apart from the fact that I'm saying, okay, let's even forget about the fact that, you know, it's possible that, you know, human input is not needed.
Yeah.
Even with the things that AI is able to do,
right, with
human input, just right now, that is even still in the early stages.
Yeah.
Right? It's just insane.
Can spread a lot of propaganda.
You know the thing, right? You know, because of all the, like, advancements in the world and stuff like that, and people are no more, like, there's this stuff they talk about, like, the circle of life and the fact that, you know, life has to balance itself out somehow. And in the olden days, right, they had to go to war, and then sometimes there was famine. And now we don't have all those things, right? Which was why I had this I was going to say that, right? Which was why when we had the COVID-19, I was thinking that this, I was thinking to myself that this was nature just trying to balance out. Like, you know, just trying to balance out the fact that we don't have as much, for crying out loud, mortality rate is, like, pretty low right now than it was before. And on top
and
of
people
that,
people are,
like,
still,
you know,
doing more experiments to elongate life.
Yes, exactly. So there are a lot of things like that going on. So I feel like, you know, if we're not careful,
something will happen, Sha.
Yes.
Balance out.
Because that's the thing, right? It doesn't matter if we, like, let's try to, like, you know, let's just try to do things that would make sure that we kind of, like, live longer on Earth and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I always feel that the world, or, like, what I call it, Mother Nature, right, just has a way of doing its own thing, right? And in the end, you know, it's still not...
But you know, when you mention mortality rate, you know that people don't give birth as much as...
It depends on where you're talking about. If you're talking about places like Japan...
Globally.
No, it's not true. In places like Nigeria, right?
People don't even give birth as much as they do before.
No, it's still high. It's
but
still
it's
high.
Not as high as before, I'm telling you.
I don't know about...
When men used to have 10 children because they need them to work on their farm, in a family. It's not high. Like, generally, it's low. Both mortality... Both,
you know, you know, it's funny because there was this... there was one time I was having this conversation with a friend. We were talking about the fact that in Japan, it seems as if, right, the more advancement, the more advanced the society is, the less they want to, you know, have children, stuff like that. Because we're talking about the fact that in Japan, they actually actively do not want to have children, right? And even their government is begging them to, like, you know, actually, okay, try to procreate and stuff like that. They're living longer lives, which means that they have, like, a higher percentage of, like, older generation. And I was having that conversation where we were talking about, like, we're trying to decide, right, if it's correlated with the
technology
advancement going on in that area.
Yeah, I think
And it's just insane, right? It's just insane.
I think so too.
And it's interesting, actually. It's really interesting. Because it's as if people, everyone just wants to be
it's
forever.
It's like our friend or our foe. Someone was saying that at this point, with everything going on in the world, he just thinks that we should just drop our phones for a bit and go back to the farm. Sometimes
nobody should look at. See, I when we were younger, we used to go to the farm.
Yeah.
My dad had a farm.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I was not good. I can't even plant Pepe very well.
Like they didn't help you. Like you,
what? The only times my dad showed me. No, many times he showed me, which is very funny because even back then, right, I used to sneak in, just sneak in a novel, yeah. And then later I'll go and hide and then sit down
and hide
banana tree.
I'll just sit down and banana tree. What is going on?
What? Well, actually, you know, the thing with Pepe is that it's very easy. You just like kind of scatter it, and then I just do it half as a day, and then I go sit down. My dad just, as far as he's concerned, it's taking me to the farm is an excursion.
It's because you didn't see it as vital for your survival.
It's true, Sha.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway.
Her technology. Is it our friend or our foe? Is it going to lead us to our doom? Before, sooner than we think.
The only thing I want before it leads us to our doom, there's this thing people are talking about, right? That they want tech that they want to think about food, and the tech will find the food will just appear, right? It's not to sit down and test.
See, people don't know what they want. So that one is even the worst. Because you'll just be thinking that, okay, I think I want to eat fries and mm-hmm. chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then you now remember that you saw somewhere on Instagram
mm-hmm.
where someone made like fisherman soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's would just be mixing us.
I'm going to have to be like... No. See my idea for this. And I even think this is actually very important. Actually, it's actually very feasible. If you think
especially
about the fact that...
couples.
Right?
Yes.
Because,
honey, what are we going to eat?
As in, what eats yam and... Okay. And what else? Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And it will even make it very well. And it will make sure that it follows the dietary guidelines. Just think about it. And it's possible now because I know that if you put I told you last time that someone said if you put a picture,
you can tell you the ingredients.
Yes, yeah. Can tell you the ingredients. Now, if you can do that,
but
then you order the ingredients.
They can't tell you. Like, show me dye. Mm-hmm. It will not tell you there's ogre.
Okay. See, that's the thing. Do you remember when I was telling you about the fact that it's not training on the data that we needed to train on?
Yeah.
There are some people that, like, let me tell you, if that thing is like, if it's trained on our data very well, it will know that before you want to, if you want to make onugbu soup, right, you need to have that ogiri there.
Yeah.
So even you just know.
You know, this brings me back to our conversation with Joanne. We need more black people in the room.
Yeah.
We need more of our people, like, to be represented.
Yeah.
Because these people are only going to train based on the data that we have and that they have, you know. And they're not going to consider experiences that they don't necessarily have and they don't
it's very amusing to me the fact that the world is moving on to crazier turns, right? And there are some remote villages in Nigeria that they don't still have like internet
light. I was even thinking you say light.
Did anybody say yeah. In the end when AI destroys all of us, they may be the ones that survive,
you know.
And then they repeat all our mistakes.
Circle of life.
Exactly. See?
But that's why we have like companies like White Crypt trying to
make sure that they get the information so that if AI kills all of us,
sure
to get everybody.
That internet is spread across like Nigeria and the world, you know.
That's true actually.
As well, AI will not be our doom.
Even if it is, we are here for it. That's we have choice.
Yeah. This is our generation.
Yeah.
Do you know, I saw this like very crazy stuff on Twitter, IG. The guy was like, why Gen Z people act the way they do is because like they're unbothered. Mm-hmm. Like look at the way they started naming generations, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen... They just knew that this is the last one. Look at the alphabet for crying out loud. So I mean, they know that they're going to die anyway. Like,
what's the point?
You know,
it's not millennials that will be here trying to sweat out their eyes, trying to make sure that they are, you know, every single you think they are okay with this whole news that's happening right now where everybody's afraid is USD going to what's going to happen? Like, what's going to happen next?
World economic system.
Yeah, exactly. Now, everybody's so scared. Now, it's not even about, like, okay, I make this amount of money every month. It's not like this money that I'm making every month, are you going to be able to use it to buy anything in the
next
year,
few
years?
You know?
It's insane. It's just crazy.
All right, too many things happening in the world, but let us know what you think, especially on AI.
Yeah.
because I think it has come to stick, whether we like it or not. There are too many things that are happening right now. There are too many things AI can do. Last week, we talked about how AI can make you 10x.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, you know. I was so happy I recommended someone to use ChatGPT. Like, yes, they was asking me for something that I did, like, maybe in third year university. How do you want me to remember? I just said, go and ask ChatGPT. And he said he will, and he was helping. So ChatGPT can help you, and it can help you do good stuff and bad stuff. Yeah. Basically, that's what's happening.
And I think that sometimes when we are talking about like AI, we usually just say ChatGPT, ChatGPT. But there are other AI softwares.
ChatGPT is like the one that can do everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. ChatGPT can do a lot, but there are still like others, right? And I feel like people should also like be free to explore. Yeah. Like spread your wings, fly away, and let us know about the ones you found out. You know,
yes. You know, if you want us to review any AI, you know, let us know. We'll be happy to do that. And
I think that this is it for this episode. You have something else to talk about?
No, I don't. I think I've exhausted all my anything.
Please, that argument that we had earlier was very important. I don't know why, but I'm obsessed with winning. So make sure you support me.
Hi.
You don't win people over to your side.
Guys, please don't forget to like, subscribe. And
don't win people over to your side.
I'll be so happy for people to even chat their own experiences and their own cause.
Please, I don't want to chat your own cause. Accept my own.
This is not the obedient way. Stop being disobedient. Anyway, guys, please don't forget to like, subscribe, follow us on our social media channels. If there's anything you want to talk to us about, please
inbox
us on any of our platforms, and we'll be so happy to listen to you, talk to you, and you know, give you our own feedback.
Yep.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
For now.